From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after a narrow victory in a constitutional referendum granting him new executive authority, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denounced election observers who said the voting process did not meet international standards.
AKİT diye bir örgüt var.
Mr. Erdogan, referring to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, called on the group to, quote, know your place. That European assessment was critical. Tana De Duzlueta of Italy headed one of the monitoring groups.
We observed a restrictive campaign framework. We also noted a significant imbalance in the campaign due, among other things, to the active involvement of the president, several leading national officials, and many local public officials in the Yes campaign.
She described a misuse of administrative resources and obstruction of efforts by political parties and civil society groups supporting the No campaign. Analyst Ersin Kaya Lisioglu also warned of few, if any, checks and balances under the new presidential system.
Has no concern with accountability of the executive branch of the government, the president, and the ministers assigned to his cabinet, and under these circumstances, democracy and democratic performance of the country will suffer further.
The main opposition has rejected Sunday's result, with just over 51% supporting yes and called for the vote to be annulled. Thousands turned out to march against the referendum results in Istanbul Monday. In Syria, airstrikes targeted rebel positions in northeast Damascus while government forces advanced in central Hama province toward the rebel town of Tibet al-Imam. Sunday, they captured the town of Soran in an assault reportedly backed by Russian warplanes. This is VOA News.